Great. Okay, then we will move into updates, and I'll turn it over to you, Greg, for Marion Forks and Minto.
All right. Up at Marion Forks, everything, unfortunately, is green. There's one little patch of snow in Rick's backyard, but other than that, it's lawn mowing time. Olaf Markin was finished up with almost a perfect record. We didn't have the power outages and water changes like we usually do, so it went well. Got two ponds outside that are popping up with a little BKD. They happen to be the couple ponds that are being harassed by a mink, so I don't know if the extra stress of that's helping or hurting, but those fish are destined for the SAFE program. We brought all the North Sandy Am smolts down to Minto. Everything's going well down here. We received the new TGG probe that will plug into the PLC. I talked to Eichmann yesterday, and he's hoping to get that installed next week. So that's good news. Right after Christmas, Lindemann Construction came in, took out the six danger trees that we were worried about, so which was nice because we've had some pretty high winds last week that might have caused some damage. So those are down, out, and gone, and feeling pretty good about that.
Cool.
We saw our first winter steelhead female yesterday. There was a genetic sample taken, and she was passed upriver. That's about it for here.
Cool. Thanks, Greg. Any update on getting a bid or a quote for the piping and valve replacement up at Marion Forks?
So we have three people that are going to come give us a bid. A couple of the people that worked on the Rock Creek pipeline and the Cedar Creek pipeline, as well as Staddley Underground, who's up out of Portland, who's done work for us in the past. To current date, they are still trying to put us on the schedule.
Okay.
I will hopefully by next month we'll have that taken care of. I'm hoping at least all three of those will come and look at it. And without the snow and everything right now, I think it would be a good time. But they're on their, seems to be on their own schedule, so.
Sure. Okay, cool. Yeah, just keep me in the loop on those guys. All right. With that, we'll move on to South Sandy Am and Foster. Brett, you can go ahead.
Okay, we completed our spawning and the broodstock removal for our summer steelhead production. Really good year for I-10. We don't have any, turns out there are actually no positives. We thought there might have been one, but turns out it is not positive. So we have no positives out of the first 180 spawns paired that we spawned. And I guess so far the remaining 270 that are, the samples are, that are still kind of out for a verdict or look good. So we've dewatered all the, we're going to dewater the post-sort pools this week, and then we're going to dewater and do a fish salvage on the ladder and pre-sort pool the first part of February, first week of February here, and then the maintenance staff's going to go ahead and do all their maintenance. We're going to start shocking, picking our 24H19 summer steelhead eggs next week, and then all of our juveniles on site are looking good. We'll be releasing all the spring chinook on station February 1st. They look really good. There's no signs of disease, and we've got the pre-lib clearance from pathology on this last check, and then we're going to receive the remaining chinook from Willamette for an acclimation a couple weeks after, and then get those guys out. So that's about what we've been doing.
Cool. What was the last date that you guys ended up spawning summer steelhead?
It was January 3rd.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Yeah, I think we could have gone sooner, but it's just so hard around with the holidays, both holidays there.
Sure.
You know, it's just tough to try to get it. You know, everybody kind of wants us to get it done before the 31st, but makes it hard. You know, to maybe give us a week wiggle room there.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Brett.
You bet.
Chris Walker just joined me, and Greg, he's got a quick question for you.
Hey, I just wanted to see if you could or would be able to text me a picture of the barcode in the fish truck in the door jam or on the door.
Fish truck, door jam, barcode.
It might be on the door, but Tyler said it was in the door jam. Or he just said door, but I don't know. But where exactly he placed the barcode sticker. So it might take some looking around.
I will find it, take a picture of it, and I'll, when I get coverage at lunch, I'll send it to you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Did Kurt end up joining us? Doesn't sound like it.
And I did not get an update from him.
Okay.
All in, so.
Cool. We'll assume everything's rolling there. Obviously, that major concern is the water supply there in the Leeburg Canal that we're sorting out. So I have been in discussions with Ryan and Kurt and folks from UWeb about that. Okay, so we'll move on to the Cougar Trap, and then I guess Fall Creek, probably not a lot going on, but Chad, you want to provide any updates?
Yeah, not a lot going on at Cougar. It's obviously closed. We're kind of throwing around the idea of getting it opened March 18th. Need to coordinate with the Forest Service and get some folks up there to clear the road above the reservoir. I think there was probably quite a few rocks and trees that came down from the fire over the winter here, so... that's on our list of things to do. Fall Creek, kind of similar story there. Not a lot going on. The contractors, I guess, that are doing the pipelining for the water supply are now have switched over to 7 days a week, running two different crews to get caught up and hopefully get that done so we can open around mid-March. So that's really about it for those two facilities. Hey, Andy, could you give me a quick update on the status of the water supply at Leeburg and McKenzie? Folks from MeWeb mentioned something about it the other night at the Watership Council, and I didn't really get all the details, so I was kind of curious. I've heard a little bit of bits and pieces here and there.
Sure. Yeah, I can tell you what I know. So basically, there's a spot in the canal that's downstream of McKenzie Hatchery's intake. I guess it's been leaking for a couple of years, or weeping. There's just some, I guess some hollow spots or some greater porosity in the side of the berm there towards the road. So it came up, I don't know, a while ago, and then FERC got involved, and they got really concerned about it. They said it was like an immediate hazard, and so UWeb ended up draining the canal, which doesn't mean it's totally dry. I think there's still like close to 100 CFS in there or something. So there's still a little bit of water. And what we ended up doing is renting some pumps. There's two pumps that are sitting in there right now that are pumping whatever water is in the canal into the intake for the hatchery. And then, of course, they've also got Cogswell Creek, but that's, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in that basket, especially during the winter time when there could be flows that blow it out. But that's kind of the interim fix right now.
Like putting in a cofferdam or something. I think Jeremy Romer mentioned something about that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. And I think Ryan McCormick from ODFW is looking at what designs would be. The initial estimate I saw for like the design and then purchase and install is over $100K. But it looks like at this point, the outage of that canal could extend into the summer and maybe into the fall.
Yeah, so, I heard that's crazy.
Yeah, so renting pumps for that long of a time may not make a whole lot of sense, especially if we can get a cofferdam in there. So kind of looking at longer-term fixes.
Are they currently running the pumps 24/7 at McKenzie?
I don't know. I know they've been able to use Cogswell quite a bit, so I don't know how much they've had to depend on flow from the canal. But right now they've just got that I guess it'd be brood year 2018 on station, and all the other smolts from BY17 are up at Leeburg.
Okay.
So the discussions now are kind of like, what do we do when we have to release those smolts in the coming spring? Kurt's talked about releasing them from Leeburg, which might not be ideal given the situation to actually release smolts out of the hatchery, but also the location. So kind of talked about last month bringing those smolts down to the boat ramp just behind the hatchery and letting them loose there out of the truck.
Gotcha.
So okay. May end up doing that, but other problems, you know, soonly follow because we got to pawn the the fish from this last brood year, and then also adults starting to return. Ideally, you're running the ladder so you can pull those fish in, but if you don't have enough water to run your collection pools and hold those fish there, that creates other problems. So,
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
There was no issue at Leeburg, though, right? It was just McKenzie?
Yeah, it was...
Water?
Yeah. No issue up at the Leeburg hatchery.
Okay. Yeah, I must have misunderstood. They were talking about potentially getting pumps and stuff, and I thought they were talking about Leeburg, but that didn't seem like that would make any sense. So.
Yeah. Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, appreciate the update. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. We'll keep you posted. Right now, it's just kind of like trying to get a design for a cofferdam and then fund it and put it in place. But a lot of that is contingent on FERC's approval of a cofferdam. So it's not as easy as us just like designing and putting one in. I guess any modification or change to operations in the canal has to be run through FERC. And I think they have something crazy like a 60-day review period. So,
wow.
I mean, it could be 2 months before we even have a chance to put a cofferdam in place. So it's kind of crazy, but we were talking about the Corps and then also maybe nymphs, like having Lance help write some letters and express the urgency of the need here, with the PHAS concerns and with, you know, this is like changes to the contract and extra funding to do these changes. So it has a lot of other impacts that FERC may not be aware of.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah. No worries. Okay, moving on to the last one here is Willamette and Dexter. Dan, what do you got?
Everything's going good up here. Almost all of our springers are ponded. We have one group still in the incubators, and that's it. The rainbow have been ponded, and it sounds like we'll be getting steelhead eggs from South San Yam here in a couple weeks. But everything's outside, it's feeding well. And all the fish are healthy here and at Dexter, so everything's good.
Cool. Good to hear. I think we got all of our questions about the RAS building answered, so thanks for your help on that one. And thanks for those pictures, too.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. All right, well, that's all I've got for this meeting, unless anybody else has something to bring up. So talking to Ryan, it sounds like his trainings occur on the third Wednesday of the month, which is also HMT. So we talked about switching to a different day, but Chad, I think you and Doug usually run the traps on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Is that right?
Mondays and Thursdays, typically.
Oh, Monday and Thursdays. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we could either switch to the third Tuesday of the month, or we could go with the second Wednesday of the month. I wanted to see if anybody had any other standing calendar invites or preference either way.
I think either of those would work for us.
Okay. Hatchery managers, you guys have any preference on that one?
No, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Cool. Well, then maybe we'll switch to the third Tuesday of the month. So starting next month in February, I'll update our calendar invites. It sounds like Ryan's training runs all the way through the year 2019. So I guess for the remainder of the year, we'll do HMTs on that third Tuesday. And then, I don't know, I guess we could leave it there or we could go back after Ryan's done, but that'll allow him to attend. All right, well, that's all I've got. I know Lance is out due to the furlough, so no updates from him this month, but we'll all draft up some minutes for the updates here and then send those out, and you guys can edit those if I get anything wrong. But otherwise, I'll talk to you next month.
Alrighty.
Talk to you later. Thanks, guys.
All right, see you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.